Coach Ray Lewis, you know, he's been around for so long. Does it amaze you what he's still able to do after 10 years?
Well, for considering the positions playing, yes. I mean, there's few that have come and gone that have played at such a high level for so long. And, you know, he's the heart and soul of their defense. And, you know, he's there week after week after week playing at the same high level.
What makes him so good?
Well, he's a very smart player. He's an emotional player. He's a physical player. And, you know, he understands angles and he recognizes things and he knows where his help is. He relies heavily on the guys up front to protect him, and they do a great job, you know, freeing him up and letting him run and make plays.
How much does this team thrive on getting zero respect?
You know, that's not what we're about. We're about winning ball games. You know, we don't really measure. We sit around all day long in a classroom and measure the respect level. We're just trying to win ball games. And so, I mean, I think there's the respect that goes around. I think that's maybe misrepresented a little bit. I mean, we clearly had the best record involved in the league this year. So, you know, we're about the bottom line. That's trying to win the next game.
Ravens defense gave up 4 rushing touchdowns all season long. What effect or impact does that have on your offense, especially in the red zone?
Well, we've relied heavily on our run game inside the plus territory, and if we're fortunate to get down there, we're going to continue to do so. And you know, they're very stout up front, and they do a great job with penetration and creating losses, and you know, then they make you one dimensional down there and pick it up and throw it, and then they cover you. So you know, obviously I thought Miami made the right decision. They threw it one down, they ran it 2 more times, couldn't get it, kicked the field goal.
Jeff, in a game like this, how much can you attribute to coaching intellect versus athletic ability?
You know, both staffs are putting game plans in, and it's this game is going to be decided by which group executes the game plans and makes the fewest mistakes. So, I mean, you know, there's athletes, clearly athletes on both sides, both teams, both sides of the ball, and there'll be plenty of them on the field. So it's going to come down to just minimizing mistakes.
If Leroy Harris is the guy at center, what are your thoughts on that? Do you have concerns because he has so little experience?
If Leroy ends up starting this game, I have little concern, if none, about him. He's a smart player. He's very aggressive. He's strong. He'll be fine.
How much does this team change and the Ravens change at the first meeting?
Well, I think both teams have improved significantly. The numbers, the steady numbers, reflect improvement throughout the year. You know, with the defense, the points allowed, the turnovers, the takeaways, the sacks, and you know, all those things. So I think both teams have improved.
Where's Flacco done to cut down his interception numbers? He's not forcing into coverage like he did earlier in the
year? He's taking his check downs, and he's throwing the ball away, and he's running around. He's using his legs much more so, I think, now than he did earlier in the year, because I think people see him as a strong-armed, young, you know, rookie quarterback that's very accurate. The reality is he's got good mobility in the pocket, and, you know, he's got that, you know, he has that that thing you can't teach, and that's the ability to stand in the pocket, to move around in the pocket and not take his eyes off downfield. It's that instinctive feel for the pass rush, and that's why he's going to be a really good quarterback.
You coached Derek Mason for a lot of years, and now that he's not here, he seems to just talk so much trash toward the Titans. And what do you mean and what he doesn't feel to get under guys' skin?
Well, I don't think Derek gets under anybody's skin. Derek's a competitor. Derek's going to wish you luck before the game and then try to beat you during the game and then shake your hand after. I mean, he's a competitor. He's a class person, and obviously, you know, we weren't happy about losing him, but he's gone on. He's playing at a very high level.
Did he get under Cortland's skin in that first game at all?
Did he say something to you on the sideline that first game?
Other than, hi, Jeff.
Okay.
And I said, hi, Mace.
Well, what have they done to get Heap more involved? I mean, was he pretty much a no-factor early in the season, and now they've worked to try to get him more touches?
You know, catches at the tight end position, that, you know, they seem to come in bunches with it, probably a couple exceptions in Gates and Gonzalez.
Right.
You know, Todd, I think Todd's healed up since he was banged up a little bit in training camp, and he's a much improved blocker. They're using him in protection, and then all of a sudden they'll surprise you, and he's running down the field wide open like he did last week.
Anything new today with Kyle, Albert, Kevin?
No. Kyle practiced, Albert practiced, and Kevin did not.
Yeah. Are you?